The Human Rights Campaign wanted some basic information about the lives of LGBT Arkansans. How are they involved in their communities? What types of challenges or discrimination do they feel they face in public settings or with their families? Brad Clark is director of the HRC's local initiative and says this is what respondents reported.
You know, in the workplace, we found that about a quarter of people experience employment discrimination, and about over a third have experienced harassment at work.
Tippi McCullough had been teaching high school English at Mount St. Mary Academy for 14 years. Her partner Barbara, who's a prosecuting attorney, volunteered as a track coach there. She says she was fired when the couple got legally married last year. Today, McCullough is a teacher at Central High School and says her life is overall less stressful now that she and Barbara have fully come out.
I'd introduce Barbara. I don't have to say this is Barbara and not say anything, or this is my friend Barbara, this is my roommate Barbara, or you know, any of that stuff. It's just, I'm 50 years old, and it's really liberating to be able to just say, you know, this is my wife, Barbara, and to work at a place that it totally accepts, you know, our relationship.
The survey found that not only do LGBT Arkansans say they experience discrimination at work, they also feel they face similar challenges at home and at school. Penelope Poppers runs Lucy's Place, a support organization for LGBT youth, particularly those who are homeless.
They feel like they leave home, they don't feel like they can get any sort of support from their school system, and so they just don't have anything left. And so that feeling of, you know, loneliness and emptiness is kind of very real in that situation.
Popper says the kids often want to come out to be a positive influence on people around them, but many face heavy consequences. She says a recent study by the Williams Institute, a national think tank at UCLA Law School, estimates 40% of the homeless youth population identifies as LGBT. The HRC will be opening an office in Little Rock as part of a 3-year campaign to promote LGBT equality and push for new legal protections in 3 southern states, Arkansas, Alabama, and Mississippi. Clark says the organization will focus its efforts here, particularly on health access for transgendered people and workplace discrimination issues. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.